well, for the next 18 months, we're going to have load shedding. And she was like, what happened? And he was like, well, we don't, you know, we've got, you know, generators that need maintenance and we're working on it and we're currently trying to service them and we're trying to get them up and running again.
It's like depression after depression.
They must just say, look, we don't know what we're doing. Let's just admit to us and say, we don't know what we're doing. Last night, I had load shedding. You had load shedding as well,
in the
right?
morning.
I don't know why, but I'm the type that sleeps with certain lights on in the house. Like, for example, my lights in my lounge, the side sort of like light lamp never goes off. It stays on the whole night. And then my bedroom is directly opposite my garage, so I've got a light that stays on in the garage as well. When the lights went off, it wasn't even 5 minutes afterwards that I woke up.
Sure.
I woke up immediately and I was like, it's too quiet. It's way too quiet.
Yeah.
And then I realized we had load shedding.
Hey, guys, I guess we've exhausted each and every option, but I highly doubt we have. I mean, we have other means of getting power, guys.
Yeah, and I think it's high time that the likes of you know, the powers that be start looking at solar energy and renewable energy, because clearly they can't provide it for us.
Well, they have discussed that with the Minister of Energy, Uncle Gweezy, but apparently it's just kind of been gathering dust on his table. So there are a few things he needs to sign, but what's the rush, guys? Like, we're only load shedding at like stage two. Like, should I sign before stage eight? So that's kind of the vibe that you get, because government seems to be very laid back, you know, as the song. Yeah, they're like, what's the rush?
There's no rush at all.